Greetings in Jesus' name on this 28th day of March, the year of our Lord, 2023. We're going to be in meetings this week in Horseheads, New York, and I appreciate the prayers of God's people as we are preaching the Word of God and advancing the cause of Christ, busy about the Father's business of preaching about world evangelism and the great need that there is literally around the world and right at our doorstep of reaching people with the power of the gospel. Thank you for praying for us as we are continually advancing this great truth of world evangelism. And thank you for praying for the needs of our ministry. They're so vast. We've launched out by faith and bought a building, $850,000, and we're praying in the money even as we speak, trusting the Lord to make the payments up and trusting the Lord to bring in the extra funds to renovate the front of our building and the gymnasium and the convent. We have three huge projects going. We're in the process of permitting right now, of getting the permits and working with the architect and making for sure that all of the stuff comes together appropriately in regards to the codes and regards to the processing and the design review committee and the planning board and the site plan review committee and all of these things that have to take place in this wonderful year of 2023. It's a long time ago we could just do what we felt God wanted us to do, but now we have to ask permission from everybody and get their permission, and then be able to do that. Thank you for praying for us that God would work all of that out. In your Bibles today, I want to continue in this great truth found in Joshua 23 on being very courageous. He tells them in verse 6 to be very courageous. And then he says in verse 7, that ye come not among these nations, these that remain among you, neither make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow yourselves unto them. He's teaching them about the great danger of not separating from people that preach and live out false teaching. He says, don't get among them. Don't even make mention of the name of their gods. And oftentimes we're guilty of this. We're talking about all of the weird gods and the weird idols of everybody else. And when we ought to be talking about our King, and we ought to be giving Him the glory and the honor and the praise. But God says to His people, don't even talk, make mention of the name of their gods. Don't serve their gods. Don't bow down yourselves unto them. Don't even be a part of all of the things that they're involved in. It will take you away from the Lord. And so he's dealing with them about these lines of separation. And we all have to deal with this in our life. And we talk about it and preach about it and testify about it. And the old rebellious nature in every human begins to boil up. And you're not going to tell me what I'm going to do and where I'm going to go. I understand. I can tell by your attitude that I'm not going to tell you what to do. It's quite obvious. And the prickles are up on the back of your neck and your claws are out and you're all upset. Well, you'll have to decide after you ruin and wreck and destroy your life and family if God's word wasn't correct. It's sure it's correct. God is telling us, watch where you go. Be careful of who you are hanging out with. Don't even talk, make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them. Don't serve them. Don't bow down yourselves unto them. But here's, he said, what I want you to do. I want you to cleave unto the Lord your God. Verse number 8, but cleave unto the Lord your God. That's what we all ought to be a part of today. We ought to just cleave unto the Lord our God. Most of us, because of the busyness of the day that we live in, don't have time to cleave unto the Lord. We don't have time to get close to Him and to be cemented with Him and to be right there with the Lord and all that He's doing. But here's what God's Word said we ought to do. Separate from those wicked people that are around us and cleave unto the Lord. And I know that He will send a great stirring and a great revival in our lives and truly encourage each of us for Him. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.